Well, you may have heard in the last week or so that there is the possibility of a new newspaper branded specifically for Tasmania's West Coast, and it's looking as though it's going to become a reality. I'm joined now by the, the guy who has brought it into fruition, Alan Jennison, is with me in the studio at the moment. Good morning, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Cam, thank you. It's something I've been looking forward to.
Indeed.
So coming and having a chat.
So what's the idea? You're going to produce a local, obviously local newspaper with local content. Will it be on a weekly, fortnightly or monthly basis? What's the idea?
All right. I'm looking at very much a people paper. It'll have your relatives, your friends, everybody you know will be in this paper at some stage.
Okay.
And I'm looking fortnightly.
Yep.
It's probably the best thing at the moment. The first one may be monthly. Mm-hmm. I have been asked if I can try and get one out for the middle of December before Christmas.
Okay, wow.
I know, that's pushing it.
It's pushing it a bit, yeah.
Then it is. Then I would probably put one out mid-Jan and then fortnightly from then on.
Yep. So it will be in print or is it going to be an online one as well?
No, it will definitely be in print. Yep. I've sourced the best white-coloured newsprint we can so the photos all pop and it will be a good quality production.
Okay, great. So the sort of local stories, you'll have just be just like any other newspaper that we have around the place or, you know, what's the content going to be?
The content will be all local. It will be all West Coast. If it happens on the West Coast, it will be in there. If it's about to happen, it will be in there. If it has happened, it will be in there. That's all it will be. I'm not political.
No.
It will be for the people, as I said.
Okay.
If somebody wants to put a story in, they can do that. If they want to talk to me about the newspaper and where we're going with it, I'm quite happy to talk.
When do you suppose the first one will come out? Obviously, I think we were saying just before we came on air that somebody wanted you to try and get it out before December, but or before the end of the year, that might be. Because we've got to remember that it takes a long time to actually get all the negotiations and that sort of thing in place, doesn't it?
It does. Look, I think it is manageable to get one out around the 15th of December.
Yep.
If the people want it. I'm wandering around town in the next week or so, talking to as many people as I can. I'll be meeting with council. I've obviously coming in here to have a chat to you. And if the people want it, I will try and get one out before Christmas.
Well, if you can't, you can't. You know, I know what it's like to set deadlines and say, yeah, we'll promise to get this out, because sometimes it doesn't happen that way. So, but just see how you go. That's just my advice. And you do with that what you will, I guess. The question I had is, obviously, you've been out and about and talking with the community. How's the response been so far?
Look, I put a post across as many Facebook pages as I could for the West Coast about a week ago. The response to that has been phenomenal.
Fantastic.
The people chatting to me, people ringing me up, people talking to me, so many comments. It's definitely influenced the fact that I will be doing this.
Yeah. Is there any big feedback in sort of the content that they would like to see as well?
Yes, people would like to see anything local because
it's
they don't
local,
get
yeah.
to see it in
no,
print.
No, that's right. And I think we don't really have that sort of publication that connects the regions together, which I think is vitally important for the West Coast.
Look, I've been to the West Coast many times, and I've always noticed, even as an outsider coming in, that there is this, it's not a war, it's this Queenstown versus Strawn.
It's just that friendly rivalry. It's not, but we are, there's sort of, I don't know, there is this still the stigma of them being separate. It goes back, you know, years as well. So I think this is a good way to bring it together so that we're all in the know of what's happening in each other's region.
That is exactly right. That is the reason for a community paper, is to bring everybody together that little bit closer. And look, if I've run this for however many years, the next 5, 10, 15, who knows? If it brings people a little bit closer together, I'll be happy.
Okay, so you're basing your format on have you based your format on what you want to go like? You obviously have your front page, your back page. Will it have other information like the TV guide, etc., or is it really just a newspaper publication?
That will develop over time.
Yeah.
With the initials, I'm calling it the Western Echo.
Yes, I was going to. Yes, I was going to get you
yes.
into that.
So
yep.
with the initials of that is WE, which for me stands for community.
Yep.
So it may have sections in there. We've had somebody ask to put a gardening column in there.
Yes.
We've had people wanting to put a history column in there. So we'll have all of that. The back of the paper will be the sports pages, which is what I've done traditionally with newspapers I've published. And we'll probably have to break it down into each region as well.
Sure.
So Rosebery Tulla might have a couple of pages.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Strawn would have a couple of pages, yes. et cetera.
Is there any plans to move it into an online capacity, because it could make it the people attracted to the West Coast a little bit more?
It will definitely have an online presence as well, mm-hmm. And that will take it a little step further. Now, I am putting, hopefully it'll go down well, $1 price on the front cover, so it will be a paid newspaper.
Yep.
But you'll be able to subscribe through the website if you want a digital version.
Yep.
And the website will take it a little further, because I want to put little video stories on there, things that have happened around the place. That can be a bit more timely.
Yes.
I can get breaking news on there if I need to, all that sort of thing. So, yes, a heavy website as well, heavy presence.
Excellent. So I suppose that can be referred to if anybody wants to become involved in any way, if they want to submit, not just stories, but community clubs, that sort of thing, want to get on board with it as well. I guess you'd be on the lookout for sponsors and that sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That would certainly go down well. At the moment, I'm looking for an office. So if anyone's got any ideas, that would be great.
Yep.
I've just, last night, I set up a brand new Facebook page. No one even knows it exists yet,
yep.
called The Western Echo.
Yes.
So if you want to look on Facebook, leave me a message on The Western Echo. I'll be very, very pleased.
Excellent. All right, well, we'll leave it there. Great to see you down here. I know you're keen on, you love the West Coast down here, which obviously you have a passion for it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it, this particular paper. So thank you for bringing this to our attention, and look, I certainly wish you all the best as you get it going.
Look, thank you very much, Skeva. I look forward to talking to everybody on the West Coast.
Indeed.
And yeah.
Excellent. All right, thank you very much. That is Alan Jennison, who is the proprietor, you might say, of this new Western Echo newspaper, which I'm sure we'll hear, no doubt, more in the not-too-distant future very soon. 7XS.